Wisdom rewards people with wealth, not hard work. If hard work made people rich, then all construction workers would live in mansions. Let's talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. Years ago with a mentor of mine, me and him kind of went back and forth, and we created this little 12-page booklet, and we used it in our business back before the internet, before you could just post videos and create content. We would use words, and we would write, and we would run ads, and I was heavily involved at the time in network marketing and trying to build a sales organization. And we wrote this book called The Two Selves, that your other self is 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Your other self is wealthy, wise, and a born leader. And so we were trying to say that everyone has two sides, a yin and a yang, you might say, a day and a night, high tide, low tide. And in the universe, you'll see this pattern play out. Everyone has this. Everyone has the two selves. Some people even have more than two personalities, meaning they're one person at home, they're another person at work, and maybe a third person somewhere else. I know I have multiple personalities, meaning I can chameleon-like, I can change. If you were to see me, I don't look like a guy who's very educated on financial instruments. I have really long hair, tattoos, but I don't have a job. And so I'm free to just live and express myself however I see fit. And so I don't fit the mold of a person who spends much time studying the financial markets. I'm often thought of, they think I'm a construction worker or I'm a home remodeler because I'm in Home Depot every day and in the pro section and dealing. They don't realize that I own multi-million dollar real estate portfolio, that I actually own it, because most of the guys that own it are driving fancy cars and more concerned with lotion and getting their nails done than actually doing the work of the properties they own. See, we've glorified that in our society. We've glorified the guy who actually doesn't do the physical labor. We see this in all of the guru courses, and it thoroughly makes me sick. I'm not mad at them. If that's your thing, you want to wear $500 shoes and drive stupidly expensive cars and go around and somehow that gets you off and that does something for you, that's cool. You earn the money. I'm not mad at you for doing it. I think it's stupid to buy depreciating assets, but I think it's stupid even if you're rich, because it's just a horrible way to manage money. I'm sensitive about it. I think money is a tool to be used to be grown, not to be wasted. I'm off my soapbox on that. But if that's your thing, you want to be the guy in the fancy clothes who puts the little booties on his shoes when he walks onto his own product, like he doesn't want dirt from his own product to touch his feet. That's what made me start posting videos on Instagram, is I saw a realtor who owned the property, put little booties, like you'd wear at a hospital, over his feet to walk onto a project that's his. He owns it, and he doesn't want the dirt to touch him. While the men that work for him are covered in dirt and sweat, and it grossed me out. Because I play both sides of this. I have two personalities. I am an investor, very intellectual, and very smart. I understand the stock market and finances and interest rates and 15-year mortgages and 25 and ARMs and all these financial terms. I understand all of them. I spend an enormous amount of time reading and studying, hours a day of content on investing and mindset and motivation. And I dig into all of them, and I have $100,000 in courses. I have two rooms filled with books. So I'm that guy too. But I'm also the guy that gets dirty. And there's this idea, there's misconception that, oh, well, that's not a good use of your time. As if physical labor is not a good use of your time. And they look down upon that, and that should be stuff you outsource and you hire. Now, I think Yes, if you're a doctor, you're a neurosurgeon, and you're all about doing brain surgeries, you probably don't need to be understanding how to put up drywall. Completely agree with that scenario. But most of the people that I talk to are broke. You haven't earned the right to send other people to do your work. You haven't earned it. And so people who want to get into real estate are misled. They're told they need an accountant. Why will you need an accountant? You don't have any money. It's ridiculous to pay people to do your taxes and to keep track of things if you have one house. So you don't need that. But see, in order to sell real estate courses, they got to put something in it to justify the cost. And then they're going to say, well, you don't want to spend your time over there working on it. You want to do more useful value things, like look for properties. Okay, so now you're looking for properties, but you ain't got no money. So what good does it do to find a property? Now, if you would work on your own property, develop some skills, every time you purchased one, you could save $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, get a renter in it, get it on the market, go back in 6 months, pull out equity, and not only are you going to pull out some equity, you're going to pull out a shit ton of equity because you did a lot of the work. Now you got enough to get the second one. I'm not saying for the rest of your life you're doing this, but for a time and a season, you need to learn how to do this. And also, don't you think it would be useful to understand drywall so that when you hire a guy who does drywall, he doesn't screw you over? So that when you see the material, you go, hey, I thought we were doing half-inch drywall. Why is this 1/4? He could say, well, it's because we're doing the ceiling. Oh, now you actually understand. See what I'm saying? You begin to internalize the things that you're investing in. Warren Buffett is famous for saying he only invests in things he understands. You would not believe the number of real estate investors I meet. They don't know shit about real estate. They know how to find houses. Okay, but they don't understand electricity and the codes and how it goes from the box to the components and the switches and how the foundation works and where the pipes come in. Understanding your business, that is the product. The product is the 2x4s and the 1x6s and the 1x8s and the boards and the siding and the roof. That is the business. Not protecting your shoes. And so I began to realize that a lot of everyday average people, blue collar people, people like me, I was born in a trailer park in Arkansas, are kept out of this game because of douchebags putting covers on their shoes. Because that's not them. They don't see themselves doing that. They're not wearing a suit, driving a Lambo, and running around looking for, having some secret formula for finding cheap houses. And so the way they get to you that are broke is with catchphrases like, well, I could show you how to do it with no money down. Bullshit. And so they take advantage of the poor. Because we all have these two sides. There's one side of you that wants to believe that's true, and there's one side of you that wants to believe there's a lifeline like that, that someone could throw you a lifeline and you could actually get something you actually don't deserve. Because if you don't have the money for a down payment, you don't deserve it. You haven't earned it, but that's okay. Because the first step is to get your shit together. In my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I give you the blueprint. Now you could read it and follow it and become rich, or you could not. Do it your way, which has no actual proof of working. See, if you've made your own way, you need to understand there's no actual evidence that it'll work. And if you dig into what I teach, it's the strategies from hundreds of other people who've proven how to do this. And so if you just have a checking account and an investing, and that's it, checking and investing, you're doing it wrong. And I promise you, one day you will realize, and it's going to hurt you. If right now you're wanting to invest in real estate and you're 20 years old and you don't know your credit score, you're doing it wrong. You're putting the cart before the horse. These things come in stages. Look at the compound chart. I did a video today on the compound chart. And it goes sideways, 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 and it barely starts to take off. And I talked about how to just skip all that shit and go straight to the right and let's go straight up. But that happens because of a strategy. It's not a get rich quick. It's not something for nothing. The universe is not so messed up that it rewards people who don't deserve it. You've got to get the money for the down payment. If you don't have money for a down payment, you don't deserve to be in the game. Now you need to go and deserve it. You don't just walk in and play in the Super Bowl. You have to freaking earn it. The same in this money game. But we've all been lured with get-rich-quick schemes, Forex trading, cryptocurrency. It's all bullshit. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings. 99% of the people that do that shit will never make anything. If you figured out how to make money in it, you're very lucky. I promise you it won't last long. And you better read my book and get all the money that you've made out of that bullshit and into real assets. Real assets. The only people that are rich promoting cryptocurrencies are people who make money off the platform. The people who make money off the platform. And the young and the naive in Silicon Valley. See, because you're 26 and smart doesn't mean you're wise. The richest men in America have almost destroyed this country many times. Having money doesn't mean you're wise. And this is when you watch these people who promote courses and, oh, I did this and I'm gonna show you how to do this. You don't know if they're wise people. They may have just found one little loophole that made them some money. Now, I'm not saying don't look. You should be open-minded. I have a recording, if you go back a few episodes, where I talk about how $2, how to get a million people to send you $2. You should be open. You should be looking. But understand, because someone makes money doesn't mean they're wise. You can be a complete fucking idiot and get rich. You understand that, right? The science of getting rich teaches this. Old people get rich. Young people get rich. Fat people get rich. Skinny people get rich. People in poor neighborhoods get rich. People in rich neighborhoods go broke. It's doing things in a certain way. When you try to buy real estate with no money down, that's not the certain way. That's the wrong way. And so first, you have to fix that. Get the money. You live in the easiest time ever in world history. Get the money. Deserve it. The reason I have 15 houses, you know why? I didn't get lucky. I worked my ass off with wisdom. So while working hard, I sought out wisdom, courses, books, but I'm able to go through it because I've become wise. I'm able to go through people's different things and see all the bullshit and see all the nonsense you're being sold. People are selling outliers as the ordinary, meaning 10,000 people bought my course, two of them became rich, two. So you should follow that blueprint. That's like telling children, the only way out of the ghetto is to play basketball. Yeah, if you're born genetically predisposed to that, you can do that, maybe. But if you're short and fat, that's not an option, right? And so you have to work with what you have, where you are right now. You don't get to just opt out and say, no, I'm just going to choose that path because you think it. It has to actually be possible. And so we have to use wisdom to discern these things. Each of us has a down and negative side. And it looks like this. We work only with what we can see and we live a life under circumstances. When the economy tanks and jobs get scarce and when everyone is speaking doom and gloom, we are smack dab in the middle of it, hat in hand, mumbling, please, oh please, someone please take care of me, please hire me. I'm reading from my book there. The book's entitled The Two Selves. I challenge you now to sit with me in this little book and use your other self, that most highest, magnificent self, to tiptoe through this book and its ideas just for a minute. And maybe even for a day, use your other self, the positive one, the one that has your best intentions at heart, and listen deeply to the beauty that lies within your second self. Dreamers rule the world. Now, my point isn't to squash dreaming. You should use dreaming, but you have to begin to develop wisdom. Wisdom. Because it is super. Read the 48 Laws by Robert Greene and see how easy it is for clever people to market into you, to say exactly what you want to hear, and sell you a whole bunch of bullshit because they're very charismatic. I don't need to name names. And they sell you a bunch of bullshit. And some of those people are quite inspiring, even though they don't say much. And that's cool. Not mad at that. But when you get down to what's being sold to you and the information that's being given to you, a lot of it is crazy. Telling people not to buy houses. Crazy. It's crazy. The only way you can buy into that is you just have to go, forget math. Fuck math. I'm just going to go on what the guru says. Because you can't mathematically win that argument. Of course you own a house. It's absurd that you wouldn't. You can get it for 3.5%. Move out and rent your house. That was my mind blowing. And yet, people listen to this bullshit because people aren't wise. And they take charisma and say, oh, well, he's charismatic and he has money. It must be true. Listen, fools can get rich. We've had 12 years of the most robust economy possibly ever in the history of America. Maybe next to the roaring 30s. And when it comes down, you're going to see a lot of these fools that you follow, these people that you think are gurus, they're going to disappear. They do every cycle. I have books from 50 different guys that used to teach real estate. Robert Allen, No Money Down. Where's he? Drunk and went broke. I have a book of 20 different guys that used to be the gurus. They're drunk, in prison, divorced, their lives are wrecked. What they were teaching was bullshit that worked for a time and a season, but it isn't how it works. This is how it works. You got to work 80 to 100 hours a week. You have to stop taking days off. And at some point, you have to get serious about defending your kingdom and building your empire. And that looks like work combined with wisdom, getting your credit straight, fixing your credit, no more excuses. Don't care if you're a single mom, a girl, disabled, crippled. I don't care. You have to get your credit straight and you have to find a way to make more money consistently all the freaking time. And if you can't do that, you don't deserve it, period. Because that's the world you live in. Doesn't matter if you agree with it. Now you say, Gerald, I'm a doctor. I make $350,000. You shouldn't be listening to me. I'm talking to ordinary people. People like me, blue collar. I came from a trailer park in Arkansas. The only way out for you is to be wise. That means you don't go to pawn shops. You don't use money orders. You don't go to payday loan places. You don't do title loans. You get an actual bank account. You get on Credit Karma and figure out what your credit looks like. You get your shit together. And if you do this, this is a wise move. The universe looks at that, sees that, applies the law of attraction, and guess what? Throws you a little bit more. See, when you become a preacher of prosperity, a merchant of good news, the universe expands to let you in, man. It brings new people, new things into your environment. All of a sudden, where you couldn't find money, now you have money. Because who doesn't want to hire the guy that does 100 hours a week? I do. I haven't had a day off since November. I'm rich. And some of you listening right now are broke. You couldn't buy a rental house if you had to. And how many days off have you had since November? I mean, what do you think? How many days off have you had since November? Life's not about days off. It's about accomplishing shit. It's about getting things done. It's not about Coachella.
It's not. It's not about the Kardashians. The Kardashians are about the Kardashians. Good on them. But it ain't helping me. Watching that doesn't help me do shit. Now, if you were an Instagram influencer like my son, watching the Kardashians actually has a benefit. But it doesn't help me do shit. You know what helps me? Following the financial news. Being in tune with the money flow going on around me. Understanding the stock market. Understanding interest rate. Getting control of my credit. Begin saving 40, 50% of your income. And act like you give a damn about getting rich. That's what helps me. And so I go back to the basics. If you don't have a down payment, you don't deserve it. Now, your job is to go deserve it. Because the moment you deserve it, the universe will line up to conspire to give it to you. I promise you that. I promise you that the moment you deserve it, the universe wants to give it to you. And it will bring in new people, new situations, new opportunities. You will find everything that it is you're looking for. But you got to know what you're looking for. What is it? Exactly. You say, well, I want to invest in the stock market. That's it. That's it. It's completely up to you. Hey, reach out to me if you have any questions, any ideas. If you don't have my book, you don't have to die broke. Get a copy. Super easy. God bless.